Beaches.
Talk to you tomorrow.
This is Eric Muller reporting from Chopper 5.
Cut!
News happens fast. Can I afford to let a cold slow me down? Not up here. When I'm achy, with a stuffy nose and a sore throat, I take Advil Cold and Sinus. It's got the power of Advil to handle tough pain, plus a hard-working decongestant. That's why they call it Advil Cold and Sinus.
Quick, over to the highway!
I call it fast relief for a reporter on the fly.
For tough colds, advance to Advil Cold and Sinus. Use as directed.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, up in flames. The man who set himself on fire in front of the White House yesterday turns out is the key witness in a legal case involving charges of funding Al-Qaeda, and that may jeopardize the government case against the sheikh accused of funneling money to the terrorist group. Defense attorneys said Mohammed Al-Ansi is a confidential informant central to the prosecution of Sheikh Ali Hassan al-Mayyad. He is the man the U.S. authorities consider their biggest catch to date in their campaign to cut off funding for terrorists. Al-Mayyad, a leading member of an Islamic-oriented political party in Yemen, was extradited from Germany last year after an FBI sting operation. Al-Ansi sent suicide notes Monday to his FBI handler in the Washington Post, complaining about his treatment by the government and threatening he would burn himself in an unexpected place, and then he went to the White House and did just that. Al Jazeera TV today says it's received a videotape showing the killing of a woman believed to be kidnapped aid worker Margaret Hassan. A statement by her family says Hassan is believed to be dead. Britain's Foreign Office released the statement from the four brothers and sisters. It says they have to accept she is probably gone. Hassan was the director of CARE International in Iraq. She was kidnapped by armed men as she was going to work in Baghdad October 19th. George W. Bush says he's chosen a woman of strength, grace, and decency to be what he called America's face to the world. With those words, the president named National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to succeed Colin Powell as Secretary of State. The 50-year-old former academic and advisor to Bush's father has been one of his closest first-term advisors. Rice told reporters today it's humbling to imagine succeeding Powell, whom she called a mentor and an inspirational Secretary of State. The choice has to be confirmed by the Senate. Senate Democratic leader-elect Harry Reid of Nevada says he looks forward to working with President Bush and Senate Republicans. Reid says he hopes Bush is more successful with his promise to be a uniter this time because it didn't work too well in the first 4 years. But the incoming minority leader says he will not surrender on important issues. In his words, I would always rather dance than fight, but I do know how to fight. Anti-abortion conservatives trying to keep Arlen Specter from becoming chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. About a dozen protesters gathered outside the Senate Republican leader's office today. The Army recommending punishment for a group of reservists who refused to make a fuel run in Iraq. No final decisions have been made. No one charged with a crime. But a preliminary report by Army investigators recommends disciplinary action against them. Relatives of the reservists have said they believe that mission in Iraq was simply too dangerous. The reservists were based in South Carolina. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The wait is over. Seinfeld is on DVD.
I need some oxygen. This is major.
Get the first three seasons.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
You get out of here.
Like you've never seen them before.
Hey, you know, this is the first time we ever saw each other naked.
With almost 13 hours of all new special features on each volume.
What a huge blow to the culture.
And much more. Seinfeld, only November 23rd on DVD. And don't miss the Seinfeld story. Thanksgiving night, 10, 9 central on NBC.
If you think all batteries are the same, listen to this. When Bon Jovi goes on stage anywhere in the world, the battery that powers their wireless microphones is always a Duracell. So whether it's 50,000 fans or just you and your CD player, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered.
As an infected colon slinks away and some of the bottles in the cabinet are missing, Lee Feinstein and Robert Reich produce a key. Do too many congressional action figures make Georgie a poor boy? And don't forget the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio.
Log and listen on unfilteredradio.com. On Air America Radio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in, whether it be by satellite, internet, radio station, or, I don't know, some mystical psychic way we have of communicating. Who knows? Well, I had an ugly experience tonight. You know, I just love everyone who works for this network. From the home office executives to... folks who engineer the programs. I really do. And no problem. Of course, that could be because I've only met about three. You know, I've known the president for 10 years before there was ever Air America existed. But other than that, who else have we met connected with this network right now, Kathy? Mike Papantonio. Yeah, that's about it. Because we work down here in the crotch of the Bible, I'm sorry, the buckle of the Bible Belt here in Atlanta, Georgia. But I love the shows, and I like the way the programs are produced. I like what goes on. I like the engineering aspect. We're struggling, and there's still some glitches, some big glitches, but those are good. What I'm working up to here is we got in the car tonight to come in from the compound out in the country into the studio, and I turn on Air America, as I am wont to do every evening about that time. I want to see what Janine and Sam are talking about. And what do I hear? All of a sudden I hear Sean Hannity's voice. And I looked at the dial. I thought maybe my presets were wrong, that maybe I'd gotten WSB that carries this half-wit here in the Atlanta area. And I checked the preset. No, that says 1690, which is the frequency that carries Air America here in the Atlanta area. And I couldn't believe it. And then I heard another voice, and I thought, well, that sounds like Sam. And all of a sudden, there's yelling and screaming and arguing, and you can't hear a damn word. Nothing. Nothing makes sense. And then over the top of it comes Janine. And I thought, what has happened to my network? What? What is this? They have let this evil little fart on the air with Sam and Janine into hallowed ground? Air America Radio Network Home Office Studio? Hannity? I'm going to have to send Janine an email and Sam and ask every time I go on CNN or MSNBC or someplace, they send a car to pick me up. Did Air America send a car to pick him up? Oh, my God. Of course, maybe he just walked on the water across the lake in Central Park over to, I don't know. It's just bizarre. I hope that never happens again. I don't get it. I mean, you know, far be it for me to suggest to anybody have as guests on their program. But, man, well, see, he's such a vile little snake. You know, I honest to God, I don't understand what the point of that was. I'm sure Sam and Janine have a very good reason for putting this creep on the air. But to me, you know, Sean is a little demon, just one of those little imps. You know, the big devil is the pig man, Limbaugh, the drug addict. The serial adulterer and the guy's been married 9 times and eats OxyContin the way you and I eat M&Ms and then whines and bitches when he gets caught and, you know, solicits his maid to go buy drugs for him on the street. You know, a real scumball. And Sean has patterned himself after the scumball for years. You know, Sean and I worked at competing stations here in Atlanta. When after Sean got run out of California by a pack of wild-eyed lesbians because Sean was working on a college radio station out there and he said something about dykes getting them off campus, and they damn near burned him at the stake. Would have caught him, too, had a little squirt not just caught the last train out of L.A. or wherever. I don't know, where was it, Berkeley, L.A., Santa Clara, I have no idea. And he worked for a while in Alabama. And then came here. But Sean is just worthless. I mean, if ever 3 hours of airtime was being flushed down a nationwide commode, it's this guy. You know, Limbaugh, we all know Limbaugh. Limbaugh is just a Nazi psychopath. But Sean, you know, Sean just tries to be little Nazi psychopath junior, and I've already wasted 5 minutes talking about this punk. But it was just weird to me to hear that. I'm sure Sam and Janine had good reason for booking him and putting him on the air, but it was just a shock. And they got rid of him too during one of the breaks. They just pulled the handle, the chain on the loo, and you know, like other human waste, he was flushed out. But God, that was awful. What, Kathy? Open your mic and talk. I can't hear you. What?
I'm just saying it was quid pro quo. I think Janine had done his show, and I think the condition was the only way that that was going to happen would be if he would also come on and agree to come on Air America.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear Janine on his program because, you know, I will remove my eyeballs with a screwdriver before I would listen to Hannity. You know, I heard enough of him when he was here in Atlanta. His little whine hasn't changed one bit. You know, he believes that the best way to approach power is to offer power what Monica offered Bill. And power is always willing to accept a little bit more of that sort of thing that Sean offers. So. Oh, God, it just gives me the creeps, the willies. It just makes my skin turn, all of these right-wingers. Dear God, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's just unbelievable. Okay, give me a minute here. Lord have mercy. All right, some program notes. Thursday night coming. Couple of nights. The first hour of the program, and we'll see what happens. We want teenagers 13 through 17 to call the program to vent, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm not going to set any topics. Let's just hear from you all. So for you young men and young women between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive, give us a call, okay? That's night after tomorrow. And Kathy and I will be off the next night, Friday and all next week. So don't pay any ransoms. Don't think that the CIA has gotten us. Unless we don't come back. If we don't come back, we've been murdered. If we turn up dead in a car wreck, we have been murdered. You understand that? Thank you. And also keep the fire going here, blackboxvoting.org, helpamericarecount.org. I get emails telling me how this is all going. It appears that the recount is going to go through in Ohio. Not giving up. Not giving up inside my head. You know, still hanging in. Still hope that that this thing can be fixed. But truth be told, it may be time for folks to start considering some sort of adjustment to whatever portion of the next 4 years we deal with Mr. Bush. There's always a chance he'll resign or get impeached. Don't ask me how that would happen, but there's always that chance, right? Okay, the first thing I want to bring up tonight is Procter & Gamble. Aren't they the ones that the right wing has always accused of having the sign of Satan in their logo or something, the half moon and some stars, and if you drink enough blood of Christ and eat enough of his body, you see things in that logo. You know, if you do seven communions in a row and then breathe real deep and hold your breath for 45 seconds and, you know, strain, and then open your eyes and look at the logo, you'll see the face of Satan or something like that. Hasn't that been the rumors out there? Yeah. Well, Procter & Gamble now is enduring what appears to be another attack, this one from the American Family Association. Gee, there's a surprise. And the psychopath that runs that, Donald Wildman, whose name I've always loved. He's the founder and chairman of the American Family Association. He is asking the Christians, he's asking the witch burners out there to start boycotting Crest, Tide, Pampers, and other products produced by Procter & Gamble, because Procter & Gamble is the leading sponsor of two programs on television that continually push the homosexual agenda. Can you guess what the two programs are? Don't email me. We'll talk about it when we come back, all right? Yeah, yeah, that's right. You know, you can see the face of the devil in the P&G logo. If you do enough sacramental wine and nosh a little bit on some body and blood of Christ, you know, whatever that vampiric ritual is, and then breathe real deep for 45 seconds and hold your breath, and then look at the logo, you'll see it. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices,
customers' private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't tell us. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't tell us.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You can see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Past the hour. Okay, so here's the story. The thing about Procter & Gamble's logo being somehow associated with the devil, that's been debunked so many times. You know, I don't know what works in the minds of Christian conservatives. It must be just a squirming jar of worms and spiders. You know, I have approached sometimes very cautiously people who are real fundamentalists. And, man, when you get past talking about the latest Braves game and the weather and how bad the traffic is in Atlanta, you find all sorts of darkness and demons and weirdness. It's astonishing. I don't know how these people live. I really don't. But anyway, the new thing now about Procter & Gamble, according to Donald Wildman, the American Family Association founder and chairman. By the way, Melanie in Tampa sent this to me. Thanks, Melanie. He says that the Procter & Gamble is a leading sponsor of two programs that continually push what the right-wing crazies love to call the homosexual agenda. Now, what could that be? Nice-looking apartments? I mean, what the hell? Dressing properly? I don't know. The email goes on to say, the sitcom Will and Grace regularly promotes homosexuality and explicit sex talk with jokes about males and female genitalia, male and female genitalia, masturbation, oral sex, and even anal sex. Which, you know, as long as you use a condom, what the hell's wrong with that? The series' two male stars are both homosexual. From the beginning, the series has been about nothing but sex. You know, Donald, Reverend Donald, I want you to read the Book of Solomon in the Bible. I want you to read the Book of David. I want you to read about these fornicating bastards who used to prance around the desert in ancient Israel. Read about their hundreds of wives. Read about the daughters that screwed their fathers. Read about that stuff. Okay, go get the Bible banned before you pick on Will and Grace. I happen to like that program. Will and Grace is the program that showed two men passionately kissing each other. No! Really? You know what I'd like to do? You know, I'm about as ungay as you can be, but I would love to get Donald Wildman up close. I'd like to put my left hand on the side of his face to face. Put my left hand up on one side of his face, my right hand up on the other side, and pull his face to mine and give him an open kiss. I would reach down so far into his throat with my tongue and just make this guy go absolutely nuts. Now, I can do that. See, I used to be an actor. I have done male kisses on stage. So, and you know what bothers me about it? The beard thing, you know. I don't care how close a guy shaves. When you go to kiss him, you get that beard thing, and it's like, oh, Jesus. You know, I hate that. But I'd like to get Donald Wildman and just give him the deepest, sucky French kiss you could possibly imagine. I could do it, even though I'd have to go retch and gag afterwards. And you know what would happen to Donald Wildman? He would swoon. He would faint. And when he came to, he would be like, I'd say, what's the matter, Donnie? Cat got your tongue? Huh? No, the cat didn't get your tongue. I did. Huh? How about that? You like that? What do you think of that? I'm a Christian. Oh, that's all right, man. You know, Christians do it. You know, it's okay. Come on, it's cool. Yes, but does this mean I have to go to a gay bathhouse now? No, Donnie, you can still preach the gospel. Just do me a favor. Back off from the gay bashing, all right? It's not all that bad. You know, two men passionately kissing each other. Don't you think that in the Old Testament, one of your favorite books of the to beat the hell out of other people, don't you think there was a lot of that going on back then, huh? Maybe that's why they wrote in Leviticus not to do it anymore. You think? The email goes on. According to Broadcasting and Cable Online Magazine, this is Donald Wildman's letter, not email, his letter. P&G was a top sponsor of Will and Grace between September 2003 and February 2004. P&G spent an astonishing $8.2 million in sponsorship of this program promoting the homosexual agenda. Come here, Donnie. You want another one? And after we kiss, there's some other things I could show you. The letter goes on. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy depicts five homosexual men remaking the cluttered straight men of the world so that they look, dress, and act in the manner of the cool and, by implication, superior gay community. The program consistently seeks to validate and glorify the homosexual lifestyle. Well, Donnie, all I can say about that is, have you looked in the mirror lately, dude? Jesus, you need some work. You know, you really, really do. You need some clothes. You need a haircut, right? Maybe a little toning up. Maybe a little bronzing. You think? Ha! Oh, my God. I've already mentioned tonight how much I hate these people. Donnie, come here. Come here. Let me hear. Open wide, sweetie. Come on. It's not bad. Come here. Just lips. Come here. Ow! You like that?
Worried about 4 more years of government secrecy and attacks on your rights? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to government corruption. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10 a year, 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into the Justice Department's continued assault on civil liberties. Pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism, by going to readmojo.com today.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. lesson.
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
When they say that they are the most trusted name in news, between Fox, MSNBC, yes, but Air America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
866-303-AAR0.
This is communist stuff. This is not my country's stuff. I came to this country to have freedom. I didn't come here to be ruled by a bunch of yahoos that do not give a damn about human rights.
We're listening.
Could you care for a cunning collie?
Donald Wildman.
We could share the world.
Hey.
Apart, Mom.
Hey, Don. Can I call you Rev? Wildman. Oh, God, I love that name. Ow! Wildman. So the American Family Association, under the palsied hand of Donald Wildman, founder and chairman, is now advocating another Procter & Gamble boycott. This kind of stuff. Queer eye for the straight guy. Yeah, that's a real threat to this republic, Donald. Shooting to death wounded Iraqi soldiers in a mosque. Or Iraqi insurgent in a mosque. Think about that, Don. What if somebody came into your church, some invader, and shot your assistant pastor who was laying there wounded, or the neighborhood boy who was fighting to preserve? Where are you, Don? In Tupelo, Mississippi? Now, Will and Grace and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Those are threats to the stability and moral. Cleanliness of this society, but war and death and destruction, executions and overthrowing governments, that's, you sick punk. The letter says, Procter & Gamble has become a leading advocate of the homosexual lifestyle. How many times does he say that in this letter? For more information on Procter & Gamble's promotion of homosexuality, click here. Please support the boycott of P&G and ask others to do so. Yours in Christ. Donald Wildman, American Family Association. You people are so sick and you're getting sicker. You know, and I don't know. I don't know what to do. Maybe it is time to get the hell out of here. Maureen Dowd's column on Sunday. Did you see that? Let me just quote a little bit of what she said, okay? She says, you'd think the one good thing about merging church and state would be that politics would be suffused with glistening Christian sentiments like love thy neighbor, turn the other cheek, goodwill toward men, blessed be the peacemakers, and judge not lest ye be judged. Yet somehow, she writes, I'm not getting a peace, charity, tolerance, and forgiveness vibe from the conservatives and evangelicals who claim to have put their prodigal son back in office. I'm getting more the feel of a vengeful mob running around with torches and hatchets after heathens and pagans and infidels. The Christian avengers and inquisitors, hearts hard as marble, are chasing poor 70-year-old Arlen Specter through the Capitol's marble halls, determined to flagellate him and deny him his cherished goal of taking over the Senate Judiciary Committee. Why? because he voted against Robert Bork 17 years ago. But see, and by the way, Reverend Donald, flagellate is when you use whips. And that's not as bad as it sounds either, Donnie. Depends on who's doing whipping. You know, who's the whipper and who's the whippy, if you know what I'm talking about. You probably don't. Oh, maybe you do. James Dobson, the founder and chairman of Focus on the Family, another one of these right-wing psychopaths, religious, Dr. Jimmy. Jimmy, have you ever had a homosexual experience? No? God, you know, we ought to just round these guys up and put them in an internment camp, all these religious freaks, and do some homosexual sex on them. Wouldn't that be awful? Dr. Dobson, founder and chairman of Focus on the Family, told George Stephanopoulos on television the other day that Arlen Specter, quote, he's a problem. He must be derailed. Sounds more like the head of a mob family than a minister, Dr. Dobson. Oh, my God. So anyway, Dobson went on, if you saw that program, and it told Stephanopoulos about a warning he, Dobson, issued a White House staffer after the election that Bush and Republicans had better deliver on issues like abortion, gay marriage, and conservative judges, or, quote, I believe they'll pay a price in the next election, end quote. These people are disgusting. These are the people who are destroying representative government. Stephanopoulos asked Dobson about his comment to the Daily Oklahoman newspaper that, quote, Patrick Leahy is a God's people hater. The quote said, I don't know if he hates God, but he hates God's people. Stephanopoulos noted that it was not a particularly Christian thing to say about the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, especially after that unchristian thing that Dick Cheney spat at Mr. Leahy last summer. Remember that? And Dobson haughtily snapped back, George, do you think you ought to lecture me on what a Christian is all about? Wow. These people are astonishing, aren't they? Just astonishing. Hey, if you want to avoid a divorce, don't work against the gay marriage idea, which really, when you get down to it, is an excellent idea. Move to Massachusetts. Why? If you really want to avoid divorce and save your marriage, don't hassle gay folk. Move to Massachusetts because Massachusetts has the lowest divorce rate in the nation. But that's a blue state. If blue states care less about moral values, this was in the Times. When was this? This was in over the weekend, too. If blue states care more about moral values, why are divorce rates so low in the bluest of the blue states? Huh? Why is that? Why is that? Why are divorce rates that are the highest in the country found in the states where these conservative, lying, hypocritical Christians live? Huh? Kentucky, Mississippi, and Arkansas, for example, voted overwhelmingly for constitutional amendments to ban gay marriage, but they had three of the highest divorce rates in the nation. The lowest divorce rates are largely in the blue states, Northeast and Upper Midwest. The state with the lowest divorce rate, Massachusetts, home of John Kerry and the Kennedys, and same-sex marriage. Oh, stop, Malloy. You're hitting some of these folks with too much truth and too many facts. You know, the lurkers. In 2003, the divorce rate in Massachusetts was 5.7 divorces per 1,000 married people. In Kentucky, it was 10.8. In Mississippi, 11.1. In Arkansas, 12.7. The Bible Belt is pro-marriage! Yeah! Again and again and again and again and over, they have the highest divorce rates in the country. You know why that is? I have an opinion. It's because here in the South, in these evangelical Christian bastions of self-righteous horse hockey, they tell young people, you can't have sex till you get married. So they get married and have sex. Then they get divorced. How simple is that? Hi, I'm 17, and I'd like to get a marriage license. Me and my girlfriend, Junebug, here, we are going to get married. How old are you, Junebug?
I'm 14 next week.
Okay. I mean, that's you know, I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. That's a cultural tradition here in the South. Cultural tradition. Now, the real reason, the Northeast and the Midwest have high populations of Catholics and Lutherans, and they have the lowest divorce rates of any of these so-called Christians. Southern Baptists, Methodists, people like that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Don't have sex until you get married.
Well, that's part of it. The other thing, too, is lack of education. It really is. the study says the higher the education level, the higher the occupational level, the higher the income, the less likely you are to get married too young, and the less likely you are to divorce. It doesn't have to do with your phony Jesus belief. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to do with the fact that you managed to keep the queers at bay by voting for your stupid amendment. No, that's not what the problem is. The problem is you, Bubala. Go ask Donald Wildman and James Dobson and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell. I think all of them had sex before marriage and got their missuses pregnant before they got married. Isn't that fornicating? Isn't that disallowed in their belief system? I've got something here I would like to share with you. It's called Voice from New York. Have y'all seen this? It's been making its way. It's posted on a few New York blogs last week, but it's signed Love and Kisses from Christine Hankinson. Have y'all seen this? I don't know. Can I do this on the air? This is. Well, I can bleep the bad words, right? I mean, Kathy's in a hurry. Are you ever going to get to your real program tonight? I'm sorry. I can't stand it, okay? What am I going to talk about, Miss Executive Producer? Am I going to talk about the death and destruction of Fallujah? Am I going to talk about the insurgents are now attacking and setting up perimeters and bombings and killings in other cities in Iraq? What do you want me to talk about? I'm sick of it. Shall I talk about how the election was stolen? Huh? And how we're going to get it back? Yeah, okay. Is that what you want me to talk about, Ms. Executive Producer? Well, I probably will next hour. Do what? Oh, the CIA shakeup? Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I'm ready to open a vein. I need, you know, from all this stuff. If I need to talk about French kissing Donald Wildman, I think that's a good thing to do. And if I need to share with my 27 listeners, this blog, Voice from New York, I think that'd be a good thing to do, too. So, y'all stick around. Kathy and I will work it out. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my leg?
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction?
With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
About 8 before the hour, another program note. Tomorrow night in our second hour, we'll be talking with Joan Kravitz of Help America Recount to discuss the election debacle and the efforts there. I don't think we have time to do this in this segment, but I do want to share this with you. We'll do it maybe coming back. Tyrone is calling from New Jersey. Tyrone, talk to me.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Okay, I love your show. I have a quick post-election Bush poem. It's called Bunny Bush.
Bunny Bush?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Is this clean enough to do on family radio?
Oh, extremely clean.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called, it was supposed to be the time to mete out punishment, a time for accountability, yet this president was inseminated with the demon seed of 4 more years while the multitude suffer from political sterility. You missed your opportunity, America, and the time to make a change. Instead of an evening with the Boston Pops, we have Home on the Range. Sadly, the boat has left us docked. The train has left the station. The birth of the New World Order from a Gestapo gestation. Malloy was on the money. He smelled a fix as the Democratic effort hit the skids. Someone should have told Bunny Bush, disguised as an honest human being, silly rabbit, Twix out for kids. Finally, don't despair, truth seekers. Like Kerry, we will dress in our hunting outfits and keep hope as a reason that something will happen during the next 4 years so we can happily declare it's wabbit season. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's, I don't know, that's kind of deep. That's kind of deep, Tyrone.
Kind of deep, huh?
That's kind of deep.
Too cerebral?
Yeah, well, that too. but it works. It works.
It works, right?
Yeah, it works. Do you, where you live in New Jersey, do y'all have poetry slams? Do you ever get together for spoken word night or anything like that?
No, I live down in the Newark, New Jersey area, and my brother's a listener to LIB, so I notice a lot of people call into some of the radio programs with poetry and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at in Atlanta?
In a bunker.
Okay.
Well hidden.
Is it bomb-proof?
It's everything-proof. Trust me, Tyrone. No, the reason I asked about, when we lived in Chicago, that's when I got exposed to poetry slams. And it was a lot of fun, spoken word or whatever you want to call it. And a couple of times when Kathy and I went, I would get up and do some of my poetry, and until I got hooted and laughed off the stage. One of the things I did there that was a lot of fun, though, instead of doing poetry, when I realized that I was up against some real intense folks, what I did, this is before email was real popular, I just brought with me a whole bunch of letters that were written to me at the station by real psychos. I mean, people who wanted to kill me and boil my entrails. And I mean, people were just nuts, man. I'm just nuts. And I get up on stage and read some of these letters and give a little bit of a beat, have a little music behind it, and people were falling down. I mean, it was the most the funniest stuff. And this was at the Green Mill. Folks who are familiar with Chicago up on Broadway, there's a club called the Green Mill, and it's been around there since been there since Prohibition, and they do the poetry slam there now every Sunday night. And I guess they're still doing it. It's been 4 years since we were there. But just reading those letters, how to do that here in Atlanta is take some of these emails I get from these sloppy, crazy people, and do it, on a stage, spoken word on a stage, because some of it's really funny. But you ought to take your poetry out too, man. Hey,
okay,
listen, got a booty.
All
right, Tyrone, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, sir, appreciate you calling. Jerky is calling in. Jerky is always calling in at large. He never wants to reveal his location unless the spirit moves him. Hey, Jerky.
It always changes, Mike, so.
I hear that, yeah.
Hey, what do you think about this CIA purge?
Sure. Look, Jerky, we are in the initial stages of American fascism. And this is not kidding. This is not kidding. I've been talking about fascism on the radio for the past 6-7 years, and I always thought, okay, you're so over the top, Malloy, but somebody's got to talk. Here we are, okay? Get rid of the ideologically impure folks who might give Condoleezza Rice or George Bush the wrong information. That would be the truth. This is just like the KGB in the Soviet Union in the 40s and 50s and 60s. The only difference is Porter Goss is not ordering these people out behind the building to be shot in the back of the head the way the Soviets did. But it's a purge nonetheless, and this is going to kill us, Jerky, because now we are going to have justification for invading, Ireland. Because there will be no checks and balances on these people. They can write up any kind of sloppy, phony report that they want to write up, and that'll become a justification for war.
Well, the thought of a CIA staffed entirely by neoconservative true believers should fill every citizen with pure dread.
No, but it doesn't. It makes people feel secure. We live in a nation of chickens, cowards, absolute fear-mongering, save me, Jesus, save me, George. Where's the rapture? Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Let me go buy another AK-47 or another Kalashnikov. Just cowards. All these people in this country are cowards. They're just, I don't know. They're like children who hear something in the middle of the night and dive under the blankets. Hold on, Jerky. Let us do a break. I'll come back and we'll really get to your phone call, okay?
Yep.
All right. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio. So Powell is out and Rice is in. It's just another sign of the stunning absence of accountability under Bush that it's Powell who's leaving, while the architects of this administration's disastrous policies, from Iraq to Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, remain. It is a relief that 4 more years of Bush will not mean 4 more years of John Ashcroft reading our emails, throwing blue burkas over every naked female statue in Washington. But that doesn't mean the Senate should give his nominated replacement, Alberto Gonzalez, a free pass. Gonzalez certainly didn't give the detainees at Guantanamo or Abu Ghraib a free pass when his White House counsel he gave the legal green light for the use of torture. Anybody but Ashcroft shouldn't mean Gonzalez, who described the Geneva Conventions, which for 75 years have protected American soldiers from torture, as, quote, obsolete and quaint. Quaint! I'd like to see him explain to John McCain, who spent 5 little years as a POW because the Viet Cong refused to recognize the Geneva Conventions, what he meant by quaint. For more, go to thenation.com. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America.
An OnStar Conversation, May 14th, 2004.
OnStar Emergency, this is Leonard.
Hi, I have just found a 2-year-old toddler along my road.
Keep that child inside, okay?
Oh, yeah, I got her on my lap.
I'm going to contact police.
OnStar receives thousands of calls for help every day.
911.
This is Leonard with the OnStar. I have a subscriber who's reporting she has found a 2-year-old child wandering alone.
Okay.
I'm going to conference the line with the subscriber now.
Ma'am, how old is the child?
About 2. Female, very blonde, tall hat, wearing little long john pajamas. They're white with flowered bottom and little slippers.
Is she with you?
Yes.
Okay, we'll send a unit out to you.
Thank you.
This is Bernard again. I am available to wait on the line with you until police arrive.
Well, that's okay. I just wanted to have somebody notified. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Help arrived, and the young girl was reunited with her family. OnStar is available on over 50 GM models. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry leaves the door open on 2008. Senator John Kerry hinted today he might try again for the presidency. On his first workday back in the U.S. Senate since losing his White House bid, Kerry remained far out of the spotlight, but he did grant interviews to hometown reporters, and he joined the depleted core of Democrats, electing the party's new Senate leaders. In his first extensive interview since Election Day, Kerry was asked by the Fox News affiliate in Boston about running again in 2008, and reminded the questioner Ohio is still counting votes from 2004, Kerry then said, "It is so premature to be thinking about something that far down the road. What I've said is, I'm not opening any doors, I'm not shutting any doors." And Kerry added, "If there's a next time, we'll do a better job." Also, Kerry has about $45 million left in his campaign fund as of mid-October. He could use that as seed money for another presidential bid. George W. Bush named National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to succeed Colin Powell as Secretary of State today. Rice told reporters, "It's humbling to imagine succeeding Powell. Her choice has to be confirmed by the Senate." Bush also reportedly set to name his domestic policy chief as his second-term education secretary. Margaret Spellings is a former school board lobbyist from Texas who helped fashion the No Child Left Behind Act. Administration officials say Bush will name her tomorrow to replace Rod Page, who quit Monday. Religious groups who oppose the possible ascension of Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter to chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee protested today outside a Senate office building. Specter came under fire from conservatives ever since he said that anti-abortion judges would probably not be confirmed by the Senate. The head of the Christian Defense Coalition says having Specter chair the committee would be, quote, a betrayal and a slap in the face to millions of pro-life conservatives who voted for the president's reelection. The protest came as Specter met through the day with Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and fellow Republicans. The protest held outside the building where Frist's offices are. Specter has promised not to block any of Bush's judicial nominees. He's seeking to convince colleagues he would never impose a litmus test on any nominee. Senate Democratic leader-elect Harry Reid of Nevada says he looks forward to working with George Bush and Senate Republicans. Reid says he hopes Bush is more successful with his promise to be a uniter. He says because it didn't work too well in the first 4 years. The incoming minority leader says he will not surrender, though, on important issues. Reid says complaints about Senate Democrats blocking Bush's judicial nominees are nonsense. And he says Democrats will stress expanded access to health care, increased support for education, and according to Senator Harry Reid, They'll fight to raise the minimum wage. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
A child is just possibility in the making. A dream waiting to happen. But sometimes kids in need something extra.
Help Destiny's Child support World Children's Day. Visit rmhc.org today for more information.
Together, we can help children in need reach their destinies.
Here's some very exciting holiday news from your friends at Kmart. If you know someone who's had a difficult year or is in particular need, Kmart will help you give a friend Christmas. Whether it's a bicycle for a great kid, a layette set for a baby, or a home entertainment system for a deserving family, Kmart will give a friend Christmas with an array of gifts valued up to $500. In the coming weeks, I'll be telling you how to enter this special program, and then each day during the holiday season, I'll announce a listener whose Christmas wish has been granted thanks to Give a Friend Christmas from your friends at Kmart.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll have the latest on which desiccated corpse Bush is throwing overboard now that he's had his way with them. Plus, we'll have the author of Free Thinkers, Susan Jacoby. Unless Tom DeLay's God strikes me dead in the next 3 seconds. Well, God says we'll have Susan Jacoby and Mort Milvington will report from the War on Brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We were talking with Jerky, who's calling from At Large. All right, Jerky, let her rip.
Well, you know, I was reading about this story in the mainstream media today, which they're attacking with uncharacteristic gusto, the CIA shakeup, well, the purge more than a shakeup, but... And I was thinking about how traditionally, whenever there have been shakeups like this at the CIA, it's been because of some massive wrongdoing on the part of the agency.
Right.
You can think back to Watergate, the aftermath of the Tower Commission, and the the assassination plots and all that.
COINTELPRO,
MKUltra, Iran-Contra was the last kind of big shakeup they've had. But now, for the first time in its long and sordid history, the CIA is being purged because they aren't crooked enough.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
That's literally true. Like, they aren't willing to play ball, and that's why they're being purged. And this is going to mean lawlessness, an increased level of lawlessness in the most lawless agency of the federal government. And even worse than the lawlessness, I mean, if you want to be kind of, you know, bloody about it, is the incompetence that always accompanies this kind of, you know, ideological zeal. They become, they have groupthink, they become kind of, they get tunnel vision, they can't incorporate things that don't fall into their preconceived notions of the world. And I think the global consequences are going to be, well, I don't even think we can guess how bad it's going to be.
No, and a lot of it will be done behind the radar screen. There's no record of any of this stuff, thanks to Bush. It's getting worse and worse. You notice we haven't heard anything, have we, about Admiral Poindexter and Elliot Abrams. And we've heard very little about Negroponte, who is our ambassador to Iraq. These three, as you know, Poindexter, Abrams, and Negroponte, along with Oliver North and a few others, the Iranian arms dealer.
Adnan Khashoggi.
Khashoggi and Ghorbanifar.
Yeah, Ghorbanifar, yeah.
All of these people, the Americans anyway, have been lying low during the first 4 years. These are fascists of the highest order. Jerky, I think there's something that America needs to face up to. I mean, let the recounts continue. Let's continue to struggle to overturn this election. But I hate to make predictions. I think even if we find that John Kerry won seven more states, what is right now is we have entered American fascism, and as Mussolini said, call it corporatism, because that's all it really is, fascism, corporatism.
They went from buying politicians to breeding them in a lab.
Oh yeah, exactly. And our rules and regulations, our laws, the country right now is being run by corporate America. Anyone who doesn't believe that, I don't care if they're liberal or conservative, is a damn moron. This country has been run by corporate America for several years. They've been working their way up through the Democratic Party, but mostly the Republican Party, and they now are firmly in control. And we talked about this before the election. When you have this kind of power, you don't relinquish it. The only time this kind of power is removed is through revolution. Anybody going all the way back to Sun Tzu will tell you that. Mao, everybody will tell you that the kind of power that's being wielded in this country now, political power, coupled with the fear and the loathing and the military power and the religious zealotry, the only way that ever changes is open revolution. And I don't believe the American people are capable of a second revolution. I just don't. A third. The war between the states was a revolution.
Not yet, anyway.
I wonder if ever. We are not a nation of warriors. We are a nation of mall crawlers. We are a nation of consumers. If we haven't made our first million by the time we're 35, we're considered, and we consider ourselves failures, and on and on and on. It's disgusting. This, you know, the right, there's one aspect of the right wing that has it right, only for all the wrong reasons. This is a corrupt society, but it's corrupt because of them. It's corrupt because of neo-Nazism. It's corrupt because of this insane, vile, foul consumerism that says move all the factories to Mexico and China, reduce wages. What the hell? You know, make Walmart. There's going to be one store. This is so much like Brave New World. There's going to be one store. It's going to be Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's going to be one network. There's going to be one news service. There's going to be one political party. I don't know how old you are, Jerky. I'm probably twice your age, but I will guarantee you that we have entered the initial stages of the serious initial stages. Somebody could say, well, Mike, we entered this after World War II. Okay, but the real initial stages we are in now of American fascism.
I agree 100%. It's pretty clear when you look at the multi-pronged attack that's going on against the American people.
Oh, yes.
The minds of the American people.
Yes. And so many have bought into it. I just bought a book. I just bought Philip Roth's new book. We're going to be off for a week. We're going to go to the beach, and I'm going to read, what is it, Kathy? The Attack on America? It's I think that's the title. It's what would have happened had Charles Lindbergh, who is a Nazi sympathizer, what if he had run against Roosevelt in 1940 and won? And it's written from the perspective of from a Jewish perspective. What would it have been like in this country? The pogroms, the death camps, what would there have been? And every review I've read of this book is, I think Roth is just an absolute genius anyway.
He's one of the best.
Oh, my God. The Human Stain, the last one of his that I read in, and I understand he's written one or two since that. You know, this guy turns out a novel a year. But the impression I get from all the reviews is Roth is not trying to say, well, look at George Bush. But anyone who reads the book, apparently, and doesn't draw the obvious conclusions is missing the point that the book is trying to make. But aside from that, we're here, Jerky. We're here. We've arrived. This is American fascism. This is what it looks like, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. I'd like to recommend a book also. I have that one ready to go, but I just finished one. It was written in 1984. It's you probably know the author, Thomas Pynchon.
Yes, oh sure.
He wrote Gravity's Rainbow,
yes,
and Crying of Black 49. Well, his
right.
least popular book is called Vineland, and it's also very relevant to today. It's mostly set in kind of Northern California, kind of hinterlands, you know, the dope-growing part of Northern California.
Right.
And it's all about the security state and how kind of the failure of the left, and, you know, I hate to say he's a bit of a kind of an intellectual hippie himself, but he takes an unsparing look at kind of how the left allowed itself to get distracted after the great battles of the earlier part of the century with the organized labor and the anti-war movement, and then it just kind of devolved into kind of a, well, maybe the enemy got a little smarter about how it went about, taking care of dissident elements. And
well, I maintain, that's true, and I maintain that part of the failure of the left has to do with the assassinations of the two Kennedys and King. It had to do with the fact that if no other level, on an unconscious or a subliminal level, American radicals, left-wing radicals, understood that they could be murdered in the streets of their own country, and that the people who murdered them would escape, for the most part. The people involved in the plotting and the execution, pardon the expression, of their murder would escape. Medgar Evers, the list goes on and on and on of Americans who were gunned down in our streets because they represented liberal, progressive, leftist ideas. And, you know, we flirted with this sort of thing as far back as flirting with Italian anarchy, the Sacco and Vanzetti case, two innocent men executed back in the 20s. We've been through this, just skimmed over the top. We are there now, Jerky. We are here. And, yeah, the American left has failed. Of course it has. It's failed miserably. But the American left right now, as far as I'm concerned, is on its deathbed. It may resuscitate. Something may happen. But the American left, and I apologize to my friends at The Nation magazine and Mother Jones and on this network, but I'll tell you what, if you can look at the left now and tell me it's not gasping for breath, then you're seeing something I'm not.
Hey,
you know
thanks
what I'm
a
saying?
Lot, Mike.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard the music and I was...
Yeah, it's time to go.
...escorting myself off the show there.
Thanks, Jerky.
Thank you. Have a good vacation.
All right, sir. Stay in touch. Appreciate your call. Quick break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Can fix this. We rock over mixes, not 666s. Yo, this is a message to all that can hear it. If you've got secret information, now's the time to share it. Call your congresswoman, your senator, your mayor. It's time for all the scholars to unite with all the players. Rearrange and see, times are definitely changing, G. They used to tap the phone, now they tapping while you're paging me. It's crazy, B. Yet it's plain to see who the enemy, who's left, the NRA, the ATF, the AMA. Okay, okay, it's all irrelevant, cause in the new millennium,
until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Al Franken for the New Republic, the nation's leading journal for politics and the arts. In this week's issue, the editor is right. Perhaps the most odious feature of contemporary conservatism is its equation of success with virtue. We are instructed that Republicans won because they have values, while Democrats lost because they do not. I invite you to subscribe today and save $10 off the New Republic's best online subscription price. And download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America and save $10 off our best online subscription price. The New Republic, unconventional, is good.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You can see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Do
22 past the hour. Lest I leave you with a negative, a sense of negativity on my part after that phone call with Jerky. No, I don't mean to come across as negative at all. Fascism is a very clear target against which a very successful struggle can be mounted. And whatever time I have left on the planet will be devoted to that. I, like you, I'm sure, have always some little corner of your life. I don't care how busy you were, how many kids you were having, what you were doing in your career. Some little part of your life was devoted to stopping the right-wing crazies from taking over this country and turning it into a vast religio-fascist asylum. All right, it has happened. And maybe it happened because you and I were dedicated to higher principles, love and justice and truth and kids and getting married and, yeah, maybe getting divorced, getting married again, you know, whatever. But, you know, working, trying to do things that were not exploitative necessarily or unnecessarily or at all, some of us. You know, we kind of weren't paying attention to the fact that the right wing, they don't give a damn about family values. They are the killers of family values. They are the destroyers of everything good in this country, or they are the initiators of everything bad, or they do nothing except sit back and wait until decent people are asleep, and then they sneak into the house and murder everybody. That's what the right wing is about in any society. I don't care what society is. You know, it could be the United States, it could be Germany, it can be Russia. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. The right wing is the conservative faction, the extreme right wing, and not so extreme in this country, is sick. It is very, very definitely sick. And they are murderous. They are soul murderers. They are nation murderers. They are government murderers. They are individual murderers. They are spirit killers, all of them. So as negative as that sounds, no, it's not negative. It's a rallying cry. It's a war cry. You know, I won't give up until they pry this microphone out of my cold, dead hands. No, wait a minute. That has to do with guns. Never mind. You understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying roll over like the Democratic Party has done. And I'm sorry. If you know, I'm more of a Democrat than you'll ever hope to be, okay? I really am. I mean, you can't be more of a Democrat, capital D, than I am. You can't. You just can't. You can't. All right? Let's get that settled. But the Democratic Party has, you know, when I hear Zell Miller say the Democratic Party left him, he didn't leave the Democratic Party, I just want to pimp slap him because he's totally inverting what the truth is. The Democratic Party gravitated toward him. I mean, that's what he is. He's a Republican, and that's what the Democratic Party did. It just didn't do it fast enough to suit this old hillbilly. So, you know, now he's out there. Well, I'll tell you, I wish we lived back in the time of duels. Yeah, I'll bet you do, you old fart. Sit down and shut up. Go back to Young Harris, Georgia, and pick pecans or whatever the hell you do up there. I don't know what you do up there. It's, you know. But not to sound like it's a defeat. It's going to be a struggle if you're willing to struggle. The struggle is going to be long. The struggle is going to take longer than I've got left on this planet, and that's truth. And it may take longer than you. I don't know your age. It may take longer than the time you've got left. But if we don't sow the seeds now, then our grandchildren and perhaps great-grandchildren are going to be living under a total dictatorship if they're living under anything. You know, we go back and read Jonathan Schell's Fate of the Earth. You know, about nuclear winter. We've got a psychopath in the White House and a psychopathic administration who is developing tactical nukes, for Christ's sake. These people are hell-bent on destruction because they honestly believe that if the body of dead people is high enough, or the pile of dead people is high enough, Jesus will step out of the clouds or rapture these jerkwads up into heaven or wherever it is in the clouds that they think they're going to go. And it's they're determined. They're determined. You know, they've been waiting for 2,000 years. Christ said, Jesus said that he was going to come back. And a lot of these people thought that, you know, that he meant the week after they nailed him on a cross. You know, how about next month? All right, well, next year. Well, maybe 10 years. You know, they've been waiting 2,000 years. And some of them are starting to realize it's all a myth. It's as real as the stories of Zeus and Thor and Kalki and whoever, you know, all the gods and goddesses that prance around this earth causing hell and havoc and giggling, you know, the cosmic giggle, the sprites and spirits who play with human destiny, you know, none of which is true. But you understand what I'm saying. So the Christians are tired of waiting. So they read their mad ramblings in Revelation, and they go, well, here's the key. Here it is. Here it is. This turn the other cheek crap, this the meek shall inherit the earth crap, that's just Christ talking. That doesn't mean anything. You know, Christ is in their way. He stands in their way. So they shove him aside. They kick him. That's what Mel Gibson's movie was about. That's what Christians do to the Christ. They beat the living hell out of him, and then they kill him so that they can bring about their ultimate destruction. It's awful stuff, but it's a huge target, and it's something you and I can fight against, and effectively. I swear we can. Honest to God.
Air America fans, muckraking Mother Jones magazine has a special offer just for you. Get a full year subscription for just $10 at our new website, readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com, where you'll get over 70% off the regular price. Subscribe today and get instant access to all subscriber-only content and extras on our website. Fight back against 4 more years of corruption by subscribing to Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One credit counseling services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, it's Al Franken. This week on the Al Franken Show, Little Rock, here we come. That's right, the entire Al Franken Show packs up and makes an inexplicable journey to the 85th largest radio market in the United States, Little Rock, Arkansas. We'll be there for the entire week of festivities surrounding the opening of the Clinton Presidential Library. It's a Billapalooza all this week, live from Little Rock, Arkansas, on the Al Franken Show.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, Simple Scotty McClellan had a press briefing today. We just have two pieces of sound for you. I want you to hear this, and then we're going to go back to your phone calls. This has to do with Condoleezza Rice's nomination and Colin Powell's departure. There seems to be concern developing in the crack White House press corps and our very concerned guardians of free expression, you know, the national news media, that Bush is surrounding himself with yes men who will rubber stamp his policies instead of giving him the actual thoughtful advice that he's been getting for the past 4 years. Gee, you think? So the reporter, taking his life in his hands, says to Scotty, Scott, one of the general concerns or criticism that's out there, and not by me, but it's out there, not only in this country, but around the world, about the replacement of Colin Powell with Ms. Rice, is the concern that perhaps Dr. Rice, as National Security Advisor, didn't allow enough fermenting of opinions to get to the president, that she did not channel enough different ideas about how to go about affecting American policy, and that with the departure of Powell, who was at times a different voice in the administration, this administration will sing the same tune from the same page and not have that kind of deductive discussion that was so prevalent in the last election, Scott?
That's a very uninformed view of how this White House operates and how this president makes decisions.
Okay.
This president looks to a diverse viewpoint from members of his cabinet when he is working on policy.
Got it.
Once the decision is made, the president expects the administration to work together to implement that decision and to work together to implement his agenda. But he's always someone who's welcomed a wide diversity of views from members of his team, and that is what he will continue to receive, I'm sure, from his cabinet in a second term.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Scotty. I was a little bit concerned there because, you know, Condoleezza Rice was the one that was handled the, or said she handled the PDB that said Bin Laden to attack in the United States. And I just sat there for a minute, Scott, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'll sit down. I thought for a minute there that it would be kind of asinine to appoint somebody who engineered such a massive failure in the death of 3,000 Americans, not to mention all the foreigners who died that day on our soil. But never mind, Scott, my bad. Condoleezza Rice will be an excellent Secretary of State. Jesus. So another reporter, same issue. The reporter begins, Scott, I'm sorry about my colleague there. I don't know. He had too much coffee. Listen, what evidence is there to suggest that there's going to be that wide array of views that you're talking about when the one who represented most of the dissent, you know, Colin Powell, is now gone?
Well, I think that... I think that that's somewhat misguided to say that the one who represented different views. There are many members of the president's cabinet, and there are many members of the national security team, and they all have viewpoints. They share views on certain issues. Sometimes they disagree on issues.
But you're expecting the American people to shut their eyes and forget the past 4 years where Colin Powell was at odds with Don Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. I mean, this is part of history now.
They each have unique roles, and you're going to have people in these positions, some of which you mentioned, who bring their own unique style to the position.
Yeah, the unique style, like Dick Cheney and Dom Rumsfeld, they bring murder and death and destruction and lies and deception. They bring all of that. Those are their positions. And now, without poor old Colin Powell, who every once in a while, when he wasn't talking about the missile emplacements hidden in palm trees, every once in a while, Colin Powell would say, do you think we ought to do that? The Pottery Barn rule, don't you, Mr. President?
Now, what's that?
If you break it, you bought it.
I don't know what that means. Uncle Dick, what does that mean? If you break it, you bought it. I don't know. Bastard, I don't like you. You know, you're becoming an uppity Negro. That's what you're becoming. You know, I may have to replace you.
Jesus. This is written by Christine Hankinson, voice from New York. You people who voted for Bush, who are you? Why did you do this to us? The man who did nothing to prevent 9/11, failed to react when the attacks occurred, and failed to find the two maniacs who orchestrated the attacks has been reelected? 3 years ago, everyone in the world cried over New York. You homophobes from Nebraska came and laid wreaths here, but you couldn't give an inch when we needed your help to get rid of this psycho president. So here we are in New York, scared of further attacks, while this crackpot wages his crusades, and scared of you anencephalic Neanderthals who stood up for his failures. To the east of us, our Islamo-fascist extremists will stop at nothing to destroy the symbols of Western capitalism. Yes, those symbols would be the Empire State Building, the Broadway shows, and the stock market that you smelly, drooling, cow-eyed tourists come and stare at. And to the west of us, our hordes of Pentecostal fundamentalist Christians who are waiting with sweaty palms and bated breath for the wrath of God, in the shape of some hairy mujahideen, to come and burn this Gomorrah to the ground. I don't know you. I don't have your myopic values, your religious fervor, your sanctified hate. And apparently I don't have as many friends as you do, lemmings. So as this country slides into the stinking blank puddle of conservative fascism, let me make one request. Don't stay in touch. Don't visit New York and enjoy its food, its sights, and entertainment. And while you're at it, stay out of California, too. Don't see movies made in Hollywood or watch TV shows made there. But then, since you voted for Bush, you probably haven't watched any news lately, unless it's those lying sacks of excrement on Fox. Don't listen to any CDs unless they're made in Nashville. Better stay out of D.C., too. No more vacations to Hawaii. Stay in South Dakota, Ohio, and Alabama. Don't look to the two coasts for entertainment and excitement. Then wipe your butt with us when we really need your support. Stay at the mall. play with yourselves in your SUVs, molest your suburban babysitters, but don't come around here no more. We don't know you. You're not our friends. You want values? Stick with Brittany and her 60-second marriages. I'll take an honest fag any day. It's hard being a New Yorker these days. It's hard being brutally attacked by a terrorist fanatic. It's hard being used as a backdrop for mindless nationalist posturing. It's hard getting crapped on by inbreeds from Utah every election. It's hard being a New Yorker. But I'd much rather be a proud, sad New Yorker than a mindless, pious, blank wit from Jacksonville, Florida, with a cross on the wall and six porn videos tucked under the sofa. So F you, Red America. Stay out there in the darkness with your satellite cable and your 10-acre supermarkets. Drive around your suburbs in your retarded Hummers. Pretend you have somewhere worthwhile to go. Because without New York and California and all us interesting blue state people, your word is boring, lonely, and you deserve it. We're different. We don't suck. We may never win another election, but all that proves is that majority rule is a woefully imperfect way to choose a leader. Next time you want to come and have fun on the coasts, go visit Tarrant County, Texas instead, you a-holes. Love and kisses, Christine Hankinson. I love that letter. Oh, God, if I weren't married, I'd want to have Christine Hankinson's baby.
Well, you can't do that, Mike, because you're a male.
Oh, that's a great letter. No, I can't post it. I'm sorry. I have no way to post it on my website. So what you can do is tomorrow listen to it on WhiteRoseSociety.org, the replay of this program, and take it off the recording and own it, I guess. In preparation for the indictment of Tom DeLay, the Republican, the moral, law-abiding, honest, God-fearing Republicans are changing the rules in order to allow members of the United States House of Representatives that are indicted by state prosecutors to remain in their leadership position. This is a move designed strictly to benefit Tom DeLay in case he is charged by a Texas grand jury that has indicted three of his political associates. Huh? The rules change is likely to be adopted tomorrow. Well, this is the way you repay the king. The king, the dishonest little rat, I almost said rat bastard, and I'm not supposed to say that. The dishonest little rat in Texas jiggered the system there and got five more Republicans elected to the United States House of, no, it's not the House of Representatives anymore. It's a huge house of prostitution. So they're giving him payback. They're going to protect him. Well, we're going to change the rules. You know, when we wrote this rule back in 1993, it was trying to get Dan Roskinkowski, the Democrat from Illinois, because, you know, he was a real slime ball. But we're going to change the rule back now because Tom DeLay may be indicted. And if he is, we'll handle it. We'll have the prosecutor shot or something. But we don't want him to lose his power. This is your moral Christian Republican, huh? You like it, America? Get used to it. It's only going to get worse before it gets worse. UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned extra strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for your free in-home estimate.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 or 9 minutes before midnight. Pick one. Hugh is calling from New York. Hugh, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for holding on. I know you've been there since God was a teenager. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I wanted to tell you about this website. I've got Fallujah in Pictures.
Oh, is that yours? I guess that's the one I've been to. The pictures are just, stunning is the only word I can come up with.
Yeah, it sort of came about by accident. I was really mad about the election, so I just threw them up, and I didn't expect anyone to see them. And then before I know it, 150,000 people have seen it in the past 24 hours. It's only been up for a day and a half.
Yeah, I've downloaded them. I have sent the link to all my adult kids. Give it over the air for the people who may not be familiar. Website or the site.
It's Fallujah Pictures. It's FALLUJA Fallujah Pictures. .blogspot.com.
Okay. FallujahPictures.blogspot.com.
You know what? I figured out. I've gotten so many email as a result of this. But figured out it's not. Americans really haven't seen this stuff.
No.
And you can't really get so angry at the red staters because they're really not choosing with all the information.
Well, okay. That's a fair statement as far as it goes, but
I mean, I have faith in their decency. Were they to know what was going on?
I didn't before
I did this. I mean, I started out with a really aggressive rant against Republicans on it, and I deleted it because I got so many messages from people saying, "I can't believe I've never seen stuff like this. Thank you for doing this."
But I don't think, and I'm just guessing, only a guess here, I don't think those are coming from supporters of George W. Bush. They may have come from so-called red states, which is a media creation. There is no such thing as a red state or a blue state. That was done for the convenience of CNN 4 years ago. It doesn't mean a damn thing. But if you got emails from people in, Kansas who said, "I'm shocked," yeah, they're probably liberals. Or non-Christian or non-evangelical Christians. Trust me on this, Hugh. It's been my experience, and I deal with the public on a pretty wide-ranging basis. No, I have no mercy for these right-wingers. I wouldn't care if they all fell into a hole and never came out. These people are destroying my country. They're destroying my life. They're destroying you. They're destroying anything they can get their hands on. And the real so-called red staters, they don't give a damn about blown-up people.
I don't think they've seen pictures of kids with their heads blown in half.
They don't care.
I think they see a video game when they imagine. I think they imagine a little red spot and falling over.
Okay.
I think if they saw this and really saw it, which is
what they would vote Democratic? Happen. What they would work
no,
to
they would
be,
they would have to. I mean, they'd have to question a lot about.
No, these
view.
People don't question. Hugh, you and I can have an argument here, but you're making the assumption that these people question anything. These are people. The vast majority believe in the virgin birth and reject evolution. You think they will give a damn about another dead Arab? A kid
think,
or not, they
I
don't
think
care.
The solution is to help these people see the people who are dying as people.
Hugh, I think your website.
Fundamental decency.
Hugh, I think your website is important. I hope you get 10 million hits. I hope people around the world look at it. But as evidence of what's going on, what we have caused, whether it's our people being chopped to pieces or their people being chopped to pieces, we have done more damage in 18 months in Iraq than Saddam Hussein did in 30 years.
Absolutely true.
And there is not an evangelical Christian in this country who will look at those pictures and feel anything other than glee. It may be silent glee, but every dead Arab means Christ is closer to coming back.
I think that's a minority of the...
Hugh, I'm sorry. I totally disagree. That is the vast majority of them. Look, do this if you've got the stomach for it. Find,
I've been looking at pictures of dead babies all day. I've got the stomach for a
okay,
while.
Find a program hosted by the Reverend James Dobson or Falwell or Robertson or Hannity or the pig man in chief, Limbaugh. Listen to them for 4 or 5 days, and then you tell me These are the spokes.
I'm not trying to convert Hannity. I'm trying to convert the people in the
No, no. I know
really
you're not. I know you're not. I know, and it's a good thing you're not, because Hannity and people like that eat people like you and me for breakfast. What I'm trying to say is this. The vast majority, if not in totality, of these people you're referring to that you're trying to reach, they listen to these names that I just rattled off, and those people are God. Dobson, Hannity, if Limbaugh says, don't worry, Abu Ghraib is nothing more than fraternity pranks, they believe it. And you can say it, you can show as many pictures as you like. This is cognitive dissonance. This is fascism. This is people saying, oh, well, I did the headless baby. I don't think so. That's a trick photograph.
Well, these are people who don't see this stuff. So I don't think.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
no,
I
at this point, I mean, you're guessing as much as I am.
Okay.
I
go for it.
Have more faith.
Go for it. I'll go for it. It's a valuable site. I wish you the best. Even if it is the minority of Republicans who are that religiously insane, the fact remains it's that minority that's in power, and it's that minority that's running the country now. And they're going
to
be here for a long time. I'm
what's
sorry?
What's your solution? I mean, the only other solution than bringing them on board is revolution, and I don't think that's going to happen in time
well,
for the world.
Bingo. Bingo, Hugh. You're not going to bring these people on board. What? They're going to leave their crusade to bring Jesus back and join you because you show them headless babies? Oh, please. Hugh, hold on. I got to take a break. But you and I have some more things to talk about. Just hold on, okay? You're gone? He's gone. All right, he's gone. Damn. It's an incredible website. But anybody that thinks that a baby with its head blown off or a wounded Iraqi shot dead by an American soldier is going to change one of these bastards, no. Sorry. Not going to happen.
This credit moment is brought to you by FreeCreditReport.com. Consumers are advised to check their credit report on a regular basis. Staying on top of your credit can help save you thousands of dollars. Now you can check your credit report for free, instantly and online at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com. See what's in your credit report and who put it there, so you can make sure everything's accurate. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. That's FreeCreditReport.com.
Bills, paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The kidnapped director of CARE International in Iraq has apparently been killed. Family members of Margaret Hassan say they believe the blindfolded woman shown on videotape being shot to death by a hooded gunman is Hassan. Alistair Wanklin has more.
The video shows a masked figure apparently firing a pistol into the head of a blindfolded captive. The video is said to have been shown to the family of Margaret Hassan. In Britain, many people held out hope to the last that she would be released. Margaret Hassan, a long-term resident of Iraq, had worked in charitable positions and did not seem to represent the occupation forces that many militants in Iraq oppose. Alistair Wanklin, London.
A 19-year-old soldier from Bedford, Massachusetts, has been killed in Iraq. Lance Corporal Travis Daciato was remembered on Tuesday in a statement from family friend Sam Mendales.
He turned down presidential duty because he felt he was most needed and could best serve by going to Iraq. If he did not return from Iraq, he stated, to tell anyone that asked that he did his job. Ladies and gentlemen, he did his job.
The young Marine was killed in Fallujah. President Bush has nominated National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
The president praised Rice for her sound and steady judgment.
When confirmed by the Senate, Condoleezza Rice will take office at a critical time for our country. We're a nation at war. We're leading a large coalition against a determined enemy.
Rice is set to replace outgoing Secretary of State Colin Powell, whom she praised.
It is humbling to imagine succeeding my dear friend and mentor, Colin Powell.
Pending Senate confirmation, Rice will become the first African-American woman to be Secretary of State. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Increased air pollution levels have been directly linked to higher death rates in U.S. cities. Researchers at Yale University concluded that reducing ozone pollution by about 35% on any one day could possibly save 4,000 lives a year. In Maryland, more than 60 doctors are refusing to see non-emergency patients to protest the skyrocketing cost of medical malpractice insurance. Many physicians say they are unable to bear the cost of premiums and can no longer practice in the state. Most of the doctors involved in the walkout work at Washington County Hospital in Hagerstown. Surgeon Dr. Carl Riggle says patient care is beginning to suffer.
People are retiring early, changing how they practice and limiting the things they do. And some of them are leaving our state altogether. And we think this is a significant problem.
Abercrombie & Fitch has reached a multi-million dollar deal designed to settle a class action civil rights lawsuit. The popular teen clothing retailer was sued for allegedly discriminating against minorities. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
The Majority Report.
I think it will get so bad that it's got to get good. And the Republican Party will fight amongst itself. I think the press will get tougher. I think the left will get stronger.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
I don't know that if Air America had started 4 years ago, if it would have made a difference. In 4 years from now, when we come to the next presidential election, we're going to have 3, 4, 5 times as many stations as we have now.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. A couple of program notes. Thursday, first hour of the program. This Thursday, we're hoping for all kids 13 to 17 to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It can be whatever's on your mind, okay? That's this Thursday. If there's a lot of response, a lot of kids call in, a lot of people on hold, we'll keep it going as long as the producer here sees fit. Also, tomorrow night, in our second hour, we'll be joined by Joan Kravitz, who is with HelpAmericaRecount.org. So with updates on what is going on. All right. Regarding that website with the photos, Hugh's website, somebody sent me a link to that almost, I don't know, probably right after he put it up. And it's astonishing. And I really think that sort of thing needs to be done. Thank God he's doing it. But I am so convinced, rightly or wrongly, that the right wing in this country couldn't care less. Look, Nazism in Germany produced one group of people who engineered the execution of 10 million people. 6 million Jews, and another 3 or 4 million of different minority groups. And the people who engineered that mass slaughter, the people who designed the death camps and the gas chambers, do you think, truth seeker, that they stood there as the trains arrived and said, oh, well, that's a cute little child. Let's not send her for a shower. Let's not execute her. Let's not burn her corpse. No, they didn't. Do you think the people of Germany and the people of Poland, on whose soil most of this occurred, do you think they were standing there saying, you know, there's some real evil stuff going on. We ought to stop it. Look, I got some pictures. It didn't happen. Or do you want me to believe that 100 million people in Poland and Germany and oh, to hell with that, 500 million, a billion people didn't know what was going on? Come on. That's the fascist mindset. It's also the sheep mindset. And in this country, if you're in the ruling clique, you are the fascist mindset. If you voted to put these pigs in, you are in the sheep mindset. Somebody shows you a picture of a fetus ripped into a million pieces, and you'll wet your pants and scream and holler and jump up and down and invoke the name of Christ. Somebody shows you a broken baby in Iraq. Well, that's the price. You know, war is hell. Or you'll immediately run to your radio station and find the pig man or Hannity or Dobson or Falwell or Robertson on the television. Tell me what to think! Sorry, Hugh. You live in America 2004, which is not totally unlike Germany 1936, 1941. Yes, make the effort. Put the pictures out there. You're doing the same thing I do, trying to communicate. You think it's working? Good. Keep doing it. But if you are trying to reach the dead souls inside these dead humans that walk around and vote for Bush, I think you're wasting your time. But good God, don't listen to me. I'm a, you know, freaked out, half-crazed radio talk show host. What the hell do I know? But I think anybody who believes that these people can be reached, come on. We've just had 4 years of slamming this country from ahead 60 miles an hour to reverse 60 miles an hour. You would think that everybody would have gotten whiplash. What happened? The majority of people in this country voted this guy back in, gave him a permission slip to continue the murder and mayhem, continue the destruction of this country. And for those of you who don't believe he got voted back in, which, look, let me just say this. I don't believe he did either. He didn't get voted in the first time. But do you think, maybe Kravitz can help us understand it tomorrow. But do you think that these people are going to relinquish power over something like a glitch, a trail that shows uncounted or miscounted votes? Do you? If it turns out that John Kerry won Ohio and won Florida, what do you think is going to happen? Is George W. Bush and his cabinet of murderers going to all stand up at the same time and say, well, okay. Okay, then. Fair is fair. Do you believe that? I don't. I'm not saying Bush won this election. He damn sure didn't win the last one. But he's in power, and he's going to remain in power. You disagree? I disagree, too. I think it sucks. I think it's awful, you know? It's terrible. Let's keep the recounts going. Let's keep hacking at these machines. Let's try to get them removed permanently. Let's have paper ballots. Let's have a paper trail. Let's do away with this phony language like Help America Vote Act and the USA Patriot Act and all this other stuff. I'm right there with you, booby. Right there with you. I got an email from somebody that says, more or less, God, you're negative tonight. Don't you have any kind of suggestion? Yeah, but if I say it on the air, I can lose my job. Huh? Or worse. I've worked within the system forever. I really have. I can remember handing out literature for John Kennedy when I couldn't vote. I was a kid. Now, the only reason I did it was because the union guys in my neighborhood rounded up all the kids and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You know how you kids enjoy the trips to Toledo Beach on Lake Erie? You know how you like the picnics on Labor Day and the parades? You know the union provides all that for you. So here, we want you to hand out this literature. What you do is go up to the door, roll it up like this, like a tube, and stick it between the doorknob and the door jamb. And this is for John Kennedy. And so I did that. You know, I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. This gets me into another free picnic. And then 3 days later, they murdered him. 3 years later, they murdered him. And 5 years later, they murdered Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. And in that period of time, they murdered Medgar Evers. And they murdered and murdered and murdered and murdered and murdered. Do you think that caused a backlash in this country to snuff out fascism, to really put up resistance to it? I mean, on a broad popular level, no, truth seeker, it did not. I live in the South. In the 30 years I've lived in Atlanta, I have not seen, but I'm aware that they're still lynching black folk down here. What about the guy in Texas that they tied to the back of a pickup truck and dragged him until his body flew apart? Look, this is America. Do you think, truth seeker, that looking at the picture of blown out Fallujah and corpses, I can sit on this radio program every night and talk about dogs eating dead children? Do you think that makes a difference to these so-called red staters? No, it doesn't. It just means fight harder and kill more and bring it to an end. If the kids are killed, well, they shouldn't be there. Why aren't their parents more responsible and Christian? Sorry, Hugh. Keep putting up the pictures, pal, and I'll keep doing my radio program until they stop you and they stop me. But let's not kid ourselves about what effect we're having on people who wouldn't know the truth if it strangled them.
I remembered. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the...
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be tough.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the foreword. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Get driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Get driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Your host for a Pian's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
I would not run from the forecast. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun.
22 past the hour. So the Republicans are going to change their House rules. Did you see this other thing? An executive jet is being used by the American... this is according to the Times of London. An executive jet is being used by the American intelligence agencies to fly terror suspects to countries that routinely use torture in their prisons. The movements of the Gulfstream V, leased by agents from the United States Defense Department and the CIA, are detailed in confidential logs obtained by the Sunday Times, which cover more than 300 flights. Countries with poor human rights records to which the Americans have delivered prisoners include Egypt, Syria, and Uzbekistan, according to the files. Now, it goes on and on, and we'll post this so you can read it yourself, you know, make your own decision. And it raises the question, well, why are they using a Gulfstream 5 rather than a C-130? If they've delivered 300 passengers, what is a Gulfstream 5? How many passengers does it carry? I have no idea. Could it be because the Gulfstream 5 doesn't make as big a dent on the radar screens as a C-130 does? In other words, no one asks a question about a Gulfstream 5 landing in Amman or Riyadh or Khartoum or Istanbul, whereas they would ask questions if a C-130 dropped out of the sky, right? This is who we've become. This is who we've become. We ship people to countries that are totally dependent on us for their damned existence. And we say to them, here's another handful. Do them. A report by the United Nations says no country can justify torture, the humiliation of prisoners, or violation of international conventions in the guise of fighting terrorism. Yeah. Tell that to George Bush. Tell that to Elliot Abrams. Tell that to Donald Rumsfeld. Tell it to John Poindexter. Tell it to the rest of these people, these criminals who are now running this country. Torture flights. You like that? Abu Ghraib, what did the pig man Rush Limbaugh call that? Nothing more than fraternity pranks? Nice, huh? And then the little baby Jesus, Sean Hannity, picks up on the same theme. And says, yeah, it says nothing more than fraternity pranks. That's all because Rush said it was. What do you suppose Limbaugh calls the execution of immediate execution of a wounded fighter in Iraq? Well, it's my understanding that he and Hannity, matter of fact, where did we see this, Kathy? It was on CBS, on Dan Rather's program tonight. I keep watching because I want to see Dan's head finally just start spinning and spinning and spinning on camera. But there it was, Hannity and the pig man justifying the execution of this wounded Iraqi. Okay, war is hell. Yeah, and one of the justifications was, well, there are corpses that have been booby-trapped. Really? Have there been? Okay. So if you see a man who is alive and is wounded, well, what's your first conclusion? It's not a corpse? Good! good. Good, 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 good. No, it's not. It's a live human being. So what do you do then?
Oh, damn.
Shoot him. That's right. So now, here's what we have. We have the video. Oh, and on the Freeper websites, these sick psychopathic animals, FreeRepublic.com, they're saying that the shooter, the Marine, should have gotten the cameraman too. Huh? Kill him too. Kill them all. Hugh, putting up your pictures is a wonderful thing because it will inspire those of us who are left in the progressive liberal movement to work even harder to overturn this what has happened here. But do you think it will touch the hearts of these right-wing monsters? And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to reach Harriet Housewife in the Kansas City suburbs who voted for Bush and doesn't get it. Well, Harriet Housewife, first of all, would never go to a website that shows grisly pictures. Or the first one she saw, she would immediately switch it off and go in and watch I Love Lucy reruns or read her Bible or something. Or turn to Fox News for reassurance that none of this is happening. What they do, Hugh, they put their hands over their ears, and they go, la, 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 none of this is happening, none of this is happening, none of this is happening, la, 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 none of this is happening. Torture flights. That's what we do now. We send the people that we want interrogated to Uzbekistan. I shared with you what the president of Uzbekistan does to people to piss him off. He drops their bodies slowly into boiling water. Talk about getting medieval on you. Hey, you know, it's a war on terror, man.
Bills, bills, paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Randy Rhodes.
Like weapons manufacturers and funeral directors, I have a job for the next 4 years. But I do worry about you and the fact that they're trying to make me believe that Americans were so stupid that they voted against their own best interests in places like Florida. Voted 30 counties, voted on Diebold machines, and we voted into the black box, and we, you know, we're idiotic. We didn't know what was at stake here. Oh, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
26 before the hour. Just got an email from Norway. Do you want to hear this? You want to hear it? Okay. Dear Mike, my heart goes out to you. I can hear the frustration and disgust in your voice. Sounds like your hope and faith is disappearing. I've listened to you for a long time. I've been cheering for Howard Dean for more than 2 years. I was not impressed with the lily-livered Democrats letting the media scare them away from Dean. Good intentions are not enough. You need brains and guts as well, and the majority of American Democratic voters clearly lack both. I'm sorry to say I was hoping Bush would win. Why? Because I have 100% lost faith in the American people ever wising up. I'm no longer waiting for a good Democrat to be elected. It won't happen. I've changed tacks. Now I'm hoping Bush runs your economy into the ground and that makes the USA lose its power the way it's totally lost its reputation. I'm sorry, Mike. It's hard to empathize with the USA and any war anymore. I view half of America as outright evil and greedy and criminal, and the other half as weak and dumb. Bush and the American people has made an enemy out of this Norwegian pacifist. And if you're right, the USA will soon be blatantly fascistic, even admitting it. I wish you personally well, but I wish ruin on the USA. And it's signed Kent, Norway. Wow. Oh, and by the way, the battle for the city of Fallujah. I like the way LA Times reported it today. The battle for the city of Fallujah is giving U.S. military commanders some insight into this country's insurgency, painting a portrait of a homegrown uprising dominated by Iraqis, not foreign fighters. Of the more than 1,000 men between the ages of 15 and 55 who were captured in intense fighting in the center of the insurgency over the last week, just 15 are confirmed foreign fighters, according to General George W. Casey, the top U.S. ground commander in Iraq. 15 out of 1,000. American commanders said their best estimates of the proportion of foreigners among their enemies is about 5%. Well, 15 out of 1,000 is not 5%. What is it? It's 0.15%. The LA Times goes on to say the overwhelming majority of insurgents, several senior commanders said, are drawn from the tens of thousands of former government employees whose sympathies lie with the toppled regime of Saddam Hussein, unemployed, quote, criminals, close quote, who find work laying roadside bombs for about $500 each, and Iraqi religious extremists. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not trying to come off as, you know, cracking wise here, because you already know this, Truth Seeker. If you're listening to this program, you know this. There is no way in hell or heaven or earth that we are going to win this war in Iraq. The British found out the hard way. We have found out. Various people have found out. The Ottoman Empire found out. All these, you know, now it's our turn. It's like the Russians found out in Afghanistan. We're going to find out in Iraq. Now, it's not a question of if. It's a question of when. When are we going to do what we did in Vietnam? Bug out. Wow. Mark is calling from Sarasota, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program. And thanks for holding on.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's been a nice show.
Okay. Hello, all right.
It's fascism. Interesting thing I stumbled upon a while ago, which was the last three major assassinations all happened during lame duck presidencies. Martin Luther King, Robert F. Kennedy, and John Lennon. Also, about what you were talking about earlier, the last chapter of the book, The Assassinations, sums it up very well about what would have happened if the right wing had four of its major leaders assassinated in, say, the 1980s or so, and this whole psychology. But I called you up about the stolen election.
Yes.
And I wrote a piece a couple days into it, and it's on a site called stolenelection.net. And it really is the empirical data of just the two most important states of Florida and Ohio, and the exit polling that came out, and it's all footnoted. The exit polling, as one knows, in Florida, he was up by 3 and Ohio up by 4. He ended up losing Florida by 5.2 and Ohio by 2.5. Now, this in Florida is 105% above the plus or minus of 4% of the exit polling, the probability at which 95% will fall into. So Florida is 105% above where 95% of the probability of plus or minus 4% is. This is extremely unlikely to occur. Ohio is 62.5% above this plus or minus 4%. Very unlikely to occur also. I will give you one anomaly. I'll give you one miracle. When you put these two together, it becomes mathematically or statistically impossible to occur, or very nearly impossible to occur.
Right.
So they're doing all sorts of things to cover this up. One of the nicest things that they did to show their hand, which was on the Jay Leno show, the perfect medium, the perfect time, which was 2 days after it, and the perfect person, which was the biggest, heaviest hitter, nonpartisan boy they supposedly have, is Senator McCain. They brought him out and put him on the Tonight Show to quell this.
Right.
They have showed their hand in everything they do. I mean, CNN, we have captured a screen save at 1:05 on November 3rd, that evening, the morning, right after. and it shows the correct Ohio exit poll numbers.
Right.
At 6:41, it was captured again. They have the exact numbers now that they came out with a week later of he won by 2.5% in Ohio. So what this is a blatant taking over. And then now, of course, what you were saying before, they're consolidating their base and throwing everybody out and consolidating the Pentagon. It is extremely important that people understand where we are in history. We are at the fork in the road of if we have fascism and the jackboots on our neck, or do we want to change this? And one way to change it, as I told your screener a while ago, is I've been working with the four presidential candidates, the minor presidential candidates, their campaign managers, to get them together to come out as one voice on this and to speak to the world on this. And they may, whatever happens, there's a total blackout in American media on this, a real big blackout, except for a few pieces coming out here and there, one in the Washington Post, and but not many.
Mm-hmm.
But if they came out together, which is what we're trying to do, they would have world headline news, and then it would be interesting to see what kind of news it would happen in the United States.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I hope you or whoever you're working with can get these four minor presidential candidates to make such a joint statement. That would be profound. I mean, what the hell? Two of them are the ones doing the challenge.
Yes.
In Ohio.
Right. The Cobb and Libertarian Michael Wright are together, and Ralph is working with black box voting, with the Help America Recount.
Right.
So, I mean, they're all together. And I've talked to all four of the campaign managers many different times, and I can tell you this is in the works right now. And if people want to get to these four, this is both, look, the Constitution and the Libertarian on the right are all for this.
Right.
And Cobb, the Green, and the Reform and Natives people on the left are all for this.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, I mean, and it's to get them together. Because, look, historically, this has to happen, and it's going to happen. And the world press will see us, the whole world will see us much in a much better light, and we will get recognition. So if they cut us off here, they have another press conference showing all the world's front-page headlines and saying, who owns the media?
Mm-hmm.
We have licenses every 7 or 8 years that they postcard in. We want 1 hour of free time. Is there anything more important?
Of course, let me ask you something, and you have to give me an answer within 90 seconds.
All right.
Supposing the counts are overturned, reversed, in Florida and Ohio, and John Kerry is declared the winner of those two states, what do you foresee as the reaction to that in this country?
Well, the likelihood of that politically is very small. And what I've been trying to do, I've called in all my chips with congresspeople that I've worked with before, from Gerald Nadler to Bernie Sanders to Waxman to Conyers, who put in from the GAO. And what it is, you have to get a senator pulled out of the hat. Just like 4 years ago, they had congresspeople when they had a joint session before the House on January 6th with the electors, where the president is really elected.
Okay,
and
do you think there is a senator? I watched that. Al Gore presided over that.
Yes, he did.
And refused to raise his voice. When member of the Black Caucus after member of the Black Caucus stood there and begged for one senator to affirm what they were laying before the American people. Do you think there's a senator out there who's going to do it this time?
Well, I've called up five different senators who I think they're most likely. Number one, Russ Feingold, who was the only senator that voted against the USA Patriot Act. Robert Byrd, who, of course, is sort of out there and on the offensive against the war, as nobody else was, is standing on the floor by himself. Jim Jeffords, who switched parties from Republican and to independent when it made the whole difference in the world. These are the first three I've reached out to. I've also called Daschle, who, of course, the handshake deal of the whole century was the minority and majority people in the House never go into each other's backyards to vote, to go and elect, to fight against them with their elections. Of course, this was broken by the Republicans this time, where Frist went into in the Daschle's home state and campaigned heavily against him, and of course Daschle also, he has sort of sour grips. I've called
All right, Mark, listen, I'm out of time for this segment. I want you to stay in touch. Tomorrow night we're going to have from Help America Recount, we're going to have Joan Kravitz on the program, and maybe you can call in tomorrow night or whatever. If you can't call in tomorrow night, a subsequent night. But I want to hear from you again. I've got to break it right now, okay?
Thank you for all your work on this.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Yeah, we need to hear from this guy again. We'll be right back.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
When it comes to providing guide dogs for people who are blind or visually impaired, one national organization is taking the lead. The Guide Dog Foundation breeds and trains Labradors and Golden Retrievers to help blind and visually impaired people increase their mobility and independence. The foundation provides transportation to its New York campus, the guide dog, a comprehensive training program, and a lifetime of aftercare services, all free of charge. The benefits to training with a guide dog at the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, New York are many. Among them are small class sizes for personalized attention, a long history of excellence in dog breeding, and a highly skilled professional training staff. The foundation offers a comfortable environment and diverse training areas from country walks to city subways. If you or someone you know could benefit from the foundation's free services, call 800-548-4337.
Attention smokers! Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be coming to this country.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
9 minutes before the hour. Credit where credit's due here. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Kathy Bay is executive producer. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com and also go to MikeMalloy.com. Daily program topics available once again at MikeMalloy.com. Just right there on the main page. And don't forget, Thursday night is... teenagers will be calling in here. I just got this email. Let me share it with you. Mike, I must admit that I'm most concerned that our nation has lost its moral standing in the world. This is what our true friends in other countries have realized over these last few years. When you spoke to Hugh, the man who has a website with pictures of Fallujah, I get the impression that he was trying to do with his site what Picasso wanted to do with his painting of Guernica. To bring decent people to a sense of outrage. I found it ironic when Hugh said on Randy Rhodes' program today that he got some of his pictures off of German websites. There's a point in moral degradation that people must recognize when they reach it. When you look into the abyss looks into you. If they go on, they take their whole nation with them and are all damned. You're right that some people in our nation are beyond the pale and have lost all human decency. Perhaps it requires somebody like you who can't understand true unredeemable evil exists to present these pictures. Okay, it requires somebody like you who will show people who can't understand that true unredeemable evil exists and then present these pictures. It also requires people like us who remember fascist history and see the progress of its repetition. Yeah, I agree. Well, the pictures, if you go to the website fallujahpictures.blogspot.com and check them out. Yeah, I you know, my frustration is certainly not with Hugh. Hugh is doing something that American media doesn't have the courage to do and that the Bush administration doesn't have the decency to do. You know, he's taking a real chance, Hugh is. He's taking almost as much of a chance as Kathy and I take. But he's taken the chance, and bless him for it. My frustration was the idea, and Hugh may be right, that there are people out there who support this criminal regime who could be moved by these pictures. I don't know. I wonder how many people who supported Franco, who saw the painting Guernica, were impressed or immediately went to work to overthrow. You know, Franco was remained in power till what, the 70s? 80s? 60s? I'm showing my ignorance again. But that was my point with Hugh. And the point was not with Hugh. It was with people that would look at pictures of atrocities. You know, war produces pornography. And you've got pictorial pornography and the actual pornography of the young men, for the most part, and young women now, who have to go do the killing and the dying. It's pornographic. It is a failure of the human species. It is a failure of everything. War is the failure of everything. And the wars of the 20th century, didn't you think we had learned something? I don't know. And this did not start with 19 bombers, 15 of whom were Saudis, coming to this country on September the 11th, 2001. That's not when it started. That's not when it started. But the other reason that I think the pictures on Hugh's blogspot would not be effective to these crazy right-wingers is because, don't forget, they know that Iraq attacked this country on September 11th. They know that. They know that, and there is not a force or a power on earth that can convince them otherwise. Their leader baby Jesus's brother, Jesus' baby brother George Bush told them. Cheney told them. And 70% of them still believe that the attack came from Iraq or was engineered by Saddam. Now, how do you reach people like that? When they have that in their mind, then the reaction to the dead Iraqi civilians or the dead children. And Jesus Christ, let's not pretend like we're only killing children now. We killed Iraqi children for a decade. Do you understand? Remember when Madeleine Albright, Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, said when she was asked if the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children was worth maintaining the blockade against Iraq? And she said it was. Do you remember, truth seeker? The killing of Iraqi children and civilians is not something that started with this murderous psychopath that's in the White House now. It actually started with his father. Oh, I know. Saddam invaded Kuwait. But the 12 years of sanctions insisted upon by the United States, we are the only power on the planet that can work that kind of evil against another country. And we did it. And 500,000, a million and a half children dead, starvation, dysentery, polio, fevers, diarrhea. So it didn't start with Fallujah, did it? Thanks for participating in the program tonight. It's a very uplifting night, wasn't it, huh? Let's all go home and open a vein. Oh, you're already home. That's right. Listen, I'll see you tomorrow night. I will. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The kidnapped director of CARE International in Iraq has apparently been killed. Family members of Margaret Hassan say they believe the blindfolded woman shown on videotape being shot to death by a hooded gunman is Hassan. Alistair Wanklin has more.
The video shows a masked figure apparently firing a pistol into the head of a blindfolded captive. The video is said to have been shown to the family of Margaret Hassan. In Britain, many people held out hope to the last that she would be released. Margaret Hassan, a long-term resident of Iraq, had worked in charitable positions and did not seem to represent the occupation forces that many militants in Iraq oppose. Alistair Wanklin, London.
A 19-year-old soldier from Bedford, Massachusetts, has been killed in Iraq. Lance Corporal Travis Daciato was remembered on Tuesday in a statement from family friend Sam Mendales.
He turned down presidential duty because he felt he was most needed and could best serve by going to Iraq. If he did not return from Iraq, he stated, to tell anyone that asked that he did his job. Ladies and gentlemen, He did his job.
The young Marine was killed in Fallujah. President Bush has nominated National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice as Secretary of State. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
The president praised Rice for her sound and steady judgment.
When confirmed by the Senate, Condoleezza Rice will take office at a critical time for our country. We're